In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. It is very difficult for me to speak about the Holy Trinity. I think the topic today about the Holy Trinity. Because there is no words can describe the Holy Trinity. And eternal life is to know the Holy Trinity. Let us start by reading the Gospel of John, chapter number 17. That was the gospel of the liturgy today. We need someone to read for us. Book of John, chapter number 17. Book of John, chapter number 17. Starting from first one. Verse 1 to verse 19.
Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you. And you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was. I have manifested your name to men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have known that all things which you have given me are from you. For I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received them, and have known surely that it came forth from you. And they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. And all are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you. Holy Father, keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me, I have kept, and none of them is lost except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is true. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth."
Yeah. Thank you. I think very clear from the last prayer of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is very clear that he is speaking with another person. And when he spoke about the Holy Spirit in the book of John chapter 14 and 15, he spoke about other person. So The Holy Trinity is the mystery of the eternal life. Holy Trinity is the mystery of God Himself. And it is not a lecture, it is not just information you can know, but to enter to the deep relationship with the Holy Trinity, this is the eternal life. When the Lord Jesus Christ prayed to His Father, He said, "This is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent." Yes, I think for myself, maybe I can say I know the Lord Jesus Christ. But the difficult question, do you know His Father? Do you have a relationship with His Father as you have a relationship with Him? And do you know His Holy Spirit? And this is not it is not a fact you can go to understand it. But it is a revelation. God Himself will reveal this mystery to whom? Who want to ask Him. That is a mystery. You cannot understand it either in this life or in the other life. Because that is the mystery, that is the eternal mystery, that is the mystery of eternal life. One day, about 2 years ago, one of the youth in Roanoke Church, I spoke with him about the Holy Trinity, and he said, "That is very difficult. Why that we say that our Lord is three persons in one Godhead? It is so difficult. Let us say that we believe in one God. That is enough." But I said to him, "No, that's not enough. If you believe just in one God, you cannot understand the marriage. You cannot understand the family. You cannot understand the Bible. You cannot understand the liturgy. You cannot receive the eternal life." He said, "How?" I said to him, "Suppose that we draw on the wall a picture for a fire. And that picture was very, very perfect picture. Can you receive from this nice picture heat or light?" "Why? This is the picture of a fire. Can you receive from it heat or light?" "Why no?" "Yes, it's correct. But why?" "Because that is not a true fire. That is just a picture. The same, if we believe in one God, and that God not giving Son or Holy Spirit, that will not be a true God. It will just a picture for a God. But we believe in a living God. And the sign that our God is a living God, that He gave birth to a person. We call this person, or the Father called this person, the Logos, or the Logic, or the Word of God, or the Son. And He gave birth to another person called the Holy Spirit. And both the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they are three different persons, but in one Godhead. The same like the fire and the heat and the light. Both the heat and the light, they came from the main source, from the fire. And they are equal to the fire in everything. But they got out of the fire in two different ways. You can see the light and you can feel the heat. But both the heat and the light, they are equal to the fire. And there is no fire without heat or light. And there is no light without fire and heat. But they are different. The same for the family. Why God created man in two different types, man and woman? And why God created us to be in a family? Why? What's your opinion? Why God created us to be a family?
Share love.
But we can't share love without being a family, like between love between two friends, or that's correct. But why to share the love in a family? To experience, yes, that's correct. And what else? That's correct. Yes, perfect.
Because God is a family.
Yes, and to experience the fatherhood of God. It is so difficult. Suppose that you never before see the water, and you asked me to mention the water for you. How can I mention the water for you? It is something without odor, without color. How can you mention the water? How can you mention the fire to anyone? A person did not see the fire before. How can you mention the fire for him? How can you? It's so difficult. You cannot do it. How can you mention the fatherhood, the motherhood? How can you mention the love? How can you mention the difference between the colors? What is the difference between the red color and the white color? How can you mention this? There is no way to mention all these things, except to say this is the right color, this is the fire, this is the water. How can God can mention himself to others? How can he say that I love you? How can we understand the meaning of love? That he created us in his image. God is a family. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They are three persons in one Godhead. So the family, we believe in one family, and the family is the icon of the Holy Trinity. The Father, the Mother, and the Son. They are different persons, but in one family. They have the same honor, the same glory. So I think if you get married, your dream will be to have a children. And it's bad that you know that to have a children, that is not an easy thing. Yeah, it is very difficult. But if you see any couple, they do not have children, you will see them, they are seeking earnestly to have children. Is that true? Why? Because they are created in the image of God. And God has a son from his nature. And he created us in this shape, in this likeness. And you will, by any means, can love anyone more than yourself except your son. So without knowing the Holy Trinity, you can by any means know the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, you can know some information, some facts about the Lord Jesus Christ. But there is no way to know the Lord himself except that you know his Father. And that you know that his Father loved him before all the ages, because he is one with the Father in his nature. I will give you an example. Suppose that you have a friend and you like your friend more than anyone else, yani. And your friend had terminal disease, and he is going to die in a few days. And his doctor told you and said there is no way to save him except one of two must offer his life for your friend, either you or your son, because both of you have the same blood group. That is just an yani imagination, yeah, dramatic story. And you have to decide, can you love anyone till the level you can offer your son for him? Can you offer something like that? With all the respect to Joseph? I think there is no... Yes, you can love someone till the level that you can offer yourself. But no way that you can love anyone to the level that you can offer your son. Is that clear? Let us read John 3:16. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Again, for God so loved, the word so loved, it means like this, like the cross, like he offered his only begotten Son. I want to read something very, very nice from the book of Proverbs, chapter number 30. One of the old tradition of the Jewish Passover, that the parent or the president or the chief of the Passover called the youngest one just before eating the Passover, and they read Proverbs number, chapter number 30. And I think in the Last Supper, the Lord Jesus Christ, he called Saint John the Beloved. Today is the Vesper of Saint John the Beloved. And Saint John the Beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ, asked him to read Proverbs 30. Let us read it, Proverbs 30. One of the church church father said, when you speak about the Holy Trinity, you prove that you are so foolish, because there is no words can explain the Holy Trinity. That is a mystery. You by yourself, you can receive the revelation of the Holy Trinity from God Himself. In Proverbs number 30, chapter 30 and verse number 1. The words of Agur, the son of Jacob, his utterance, this man declared to Ethiel, and Okal, surely I am more stupid than any man, and do not have the understanding of a man. I neither learned wisdom nor have knowledge of the Holy One, who has ascended into heaven or descended, who has gathered the wind in his fist, who has bound the waters in a garment, who has established all the ends of the earth. Till now, it is easy. but take care from the next verse. What is his name? And what is his son's name, if you know? What is his name? And what is his son's name, if you know? And the routine answer every Passover, we do not know, we do not know. Till the Last Supper, when the Lord Jesus Christ revealed himself and his Father to the disciples. And in the Last Supper, in the liturgy, when he established the sacrament of the communion, he revealed for them the name of his Father and his name. And this was the eternal life. And that's what we mean, that communion is eternal life. Because in communion, we will receive the knowledge of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. In the book of Genesis, chapter number 1. Maybe in the English translation it is not clear. But in the original text, in the Hebrew one, it is very clear. The first verse, in the book of Genesis, chapter 1 and first verse. In the beginning, God created the heavens, the earth. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And in the book of Genesis, Moses, the archprophet, used two words about God. The first word, Elohim. Elohim. In Hebrew, it is very close to the Arabic language. Eloh means Ileh, means God. But Im Elohim, it is God, but in the plural form. Im means plural. The same like Karub. Karub or Sharub means a servant. Sharubim means servants. When God called Abraham, his name firstly was Abram. He changed his name to be Abrahim, means the father of the multitude, of many. So the word Im means plural form. When in the beginning Elohim, how can we understand this? From the first word, let us say it. In the beginning, God, Elohim, the Father, created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water. This is the Holy Trinity. Father created through his Son and by the hovering of the Holy Spirit. There is no example can clarify for us the Holy Trinity, as I said before, that is a mystery. But yeah, to be easy for us to understand it, I think you see this watch. Now I will take this watch by my hands. I will tell you a sentence and say if it is correct or not. I took the watch by my hands. Is that correct or not? Correct or not? It's incorrect. Now, do you believe that my spirit share in this action or not? My spirit share in this action or not? Yes. Because if not, I will die if I cannot do it. Now, do you believe that my heart share in this action or not? How? By pumping the blood to my hands. Do you believe that my mind or my brain share in this action or not? How? By giving the order? Yes. So my hand cannot do anything lonely. But every action, I think, the spirit must share in this action, and the mind, the heart. The same for the Holy Trinity. Any action, God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit must share in this action. Yes, you can see the Father, you can see the Son, you can see the Holy Spirit, because that is the action. Usually, when we ask, when God the Son, He was the person who was incarnate for us, because that is His action. Why my hands is the organ who hold the watch, not my heart or not my spirit? Because that is her job, that's her action. The same. There is no thing God the Son can do without the Father and without the Holy Spirit. Let us read the book of St. Luke, chapter number 1. And verse number 26. Verse number 26. I think the picture is now so confusing for many of you. But hopefully, may by the end of the sermon, maybe in 1 or 2%, maybe not confusing for them. I hope so. Luke number 2 and chapter 1 and verse number 26. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of a house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, شوف بقى لها إيه. Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God the Father. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Then Mary said to the angel, How can this be, since I do not know a man? And the angel answered and said to her, Tekirba, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. So the incarnation was the action of the Holy Trinity. Here you can find easily the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But why the Son, who was the person who offered himself? Because you can know it clearly from the first first chapter of John. Let us say the first chapter of the book of John, to know what is the difference between the Father and the Son. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. And originally, the word beginning completely differ from the word beginning of the book of Genesis. Book of Genesis means in the beginning of time, in the beginning of the creation. But the word here, in the beginning, in the original text, it is before the beginning. In the beginning of God. How can you understand this? God has no beginning. In that beginning was the Word, and take care the word in capital W. Capital Word is a person. Not just a word, but the Logos. And the Logos, or the Word, was with God the Father. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him. God the Father make everything through the Son and by the Holy Spirit. Without Him, nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not the light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which gave light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. And the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And the Word became flesh in the original means he took flesh. Not he changed it to be a flesh, but he took our nature and dwelt among us. That is the same word in Hebrew, iskini, that we always say it in the midnight praise about Saint Mary. You are the iskini in Masnoti, the second iskini or the second tabernacle. He made his tent between us. Now we can understand why God in the Old Testament, he chose a tent like the tents of all the people of Israel to dwell in it. Now, he took the same tent like us, and he dwelt in his flesh. And we can experience this every day in the liturgy. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. God revealed for us his mystery. God has a son. He is one of his nature. He is one of his glory. And God has a Holy Spirit, another person. He came out from the Father in a different way. Yes, I can understand that the fire can give birth to the light and the heat, but there is no relationship, there is no love between the fire and its light and its heat, because the fire is non-living. But when God the Father, he by his nature have a son and a Holy Spirit from his nature, so there was a relationship of love between the Holy Trinity, between the Holy Three Persons. So now we can understand, how can God, before creating all the angels, all the creation, before creating us, he was satisfied with himself. He need no one. He speak with his son, and he loved his son. He did not love his self. He is not a selfish God. But he loves his son, and he loves his spirit. And the relationship of love between the Holy Trinity, this is the eternal life. And when God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, before all the ages, he loved his image and his likeness. Out of his grace, out of his richness, he decided to create the human being and to invite that human being to share the Holy Trinity in this relationship. So Saint Athanasius said, God the Father, through the Son and by the Holy Spirit, before all the ages, he knew that he will create the man. So he created the man on the image that one day his only begotten son will incarnate on this image. And he invited us not to be angels, not to be archangels, not to be saints. But God the Father invited us to be, how can I say it? To be adopted to Him and to inherit all His richness. To be one with His only begotten Son. So Saint Athanasius said, the Son of God became man. The Son of God became Son of Man to raise the Son of Man to be Son of God. So the meaning, Christian, you are invited to have the same, how can I say this? To have the same let us read the first chapter of Ephesians, of Epistle of St. Paul to the Ephesians, and let us say how St. Paul understood the Holy Trinity. Ephesians chapter number 1. What is our call in the Lord Jesus Christ? He said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, God the Father is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, God the Father, has blessed us with every, but many red lines under every. God the Father blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love, having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will, to the praise of the glory of His grace, by which He made us accepted in the Beloved. That is our invitation. God the Father, before all the foundation of all generation, before all the generations, He chose you. And He said, George, that's perfect. He can be adopted to be my son, like my only begotten Son, Lord Jesus Christ. I will adopt you in Jesus Christ to be my new Jesus Christ. I cannot find words to express and to reveal that mystery. By the grace of God, God the Father blessed us with every blessing in the heavenly places. Do you remember today when the Lord Jesus Christ, He took His disciples away from Bethany? And just before His ascension, what did He do? He raised His hands and He, to fulfill the prophecy. Christianity is not to hear about the Lord Jesus Christ, but to accept the Holy Trinity. Sometimes we may confuse between the eternal life and between the kingdom of God. What is our dream for being Christians? What is our goal? What's our aim? What's our target? Yes, I am praying. I will pray every day. I will read the Holy Gospel. I want to be good. Is that to be Christian, to be good? To read the Bible, to confess, to come to receive the communion? No? But you are invited to share the Holy Trinity. When Moses, God the Father called him to go up to the mountain of Sinai, and he spent 40 days with the Holy Trinity, the Holy Trinity shone his face upon Moses, his glory. When he descended from the mountain, no one could see the face of Moses. We are invited to something more than Moses had said. Moses the prophet, just he spent time with the Holy Trinity. But we are invited to spend the eternity with the Holy Trinity. Moses the prophet did not receive the body and the blood of the Son of God, but now you are worthy. Every liturgy, God the Father, it shows you to give you all His richness. Every liturgy, you will receive the Son of God and you will receive the Spirit of God. Every liturgy, we will receive the Holy Spirit. Abuna said, may your spirit come down up on the altar and around the congregation to change both of us. So by the action of the Holy Spirit, you will be worthy to receive the body and the blood of the Son of God. So when you receive the body and the blood of the Son of God, you will be in a deep mystery, united with the Son of God. The Lord Jesus Christ, He was full in His humanity and full in His divinity. He was the man of God, the Son of Man and the Son of God. And by having this relationship with Him through the communion, He will dwell in you, He will abide in you, and you will abide in Him. It is easy to understand that He will abide in us. It is so difficult, but make it easy. But can you understand how can you will abide in Him? What is the meaning you will be abide in Him? It is not easy when Abuna said, make us worthy to pray our Father. That is a gift. The Son, He is the only person who can pray or who can ask the Father and say, my Father. And the Lord Jesus Christ gave us what is His. He said, call my Father, your Father. And when you pray, say, our Father. For He gave us to say, our Father. And when we committed the sin in the paradise of joy, our nature became so guilty, sinful, and there is no way to have this relationship that the God created man to have this relationship with the Holy Trinity. So the Holy Trinity came again to recreate the creation. As He created it for the first time, the Father created Adam by the Holy Spirit, and through the Son of God came in the flesh to recreate the creation again. And He took our nature and He committed, He fulfilled all the commandments in His flesh, and He condemned the sin in His flesh, and He offered His flesh as an acceptable sacrifice. So by His resurrection, He received for us the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit descended on the Lord Jesus Christ in the Jordan, he descended in the shape of the dove. And in the Pentecost, he descended in the shape of the tongues of fire. Why? I know that's a very difficult lecture, but I will finish just in a few minutes. And forgive me. The dove was one of the sacrifices of the Old Testament. For the Lord Jesus Christ, he received for our nature in him the Holy Spirit. And it was in the shape of dove because the Holy Spirit wanted to reveal that the Son of God will offer himself as an acceptable sacrifice. And the sign that the sacrifice was accepted, the descension of fire. So after the resurrection, the Holy Spirit came upon the church as fire. Because now you are accepted. Now you are accepted in Jesus Christ. Now your place in the heavenly. We are not waiting the death now in the church. When we stand in the church now, we are in heaven. So, this relation with the Holy Trinity, without knowing this relationship, you will not can pray. You not can pray. How can you pray? The meaning prayer, to pray, is to enter to the relationship between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. For the only one who has the accepted prayer is the Lord Jesus Christ. When you pray, so that's why we added in Jesus Christ to our Father who art in heaven. Because every prayer, how can my prayer reach to the Heavenly Father? But when I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, my small prayer will be charged with a very high charge with the name of Lord Jesus Christ. So it will be easily accepted and enter to the God the Father. So the liturgy, el-Qudas, it is not a prayer. God will give us His Son, will give us His Holy Spirit. And through the Son of God and through the Holy Spirit, you will enter to the bosom of the Father. And this is the eternal life. And it is so easy for us. When we pray, we put in the bosom of the Father, in the Pantocrator, after the altar, the icon of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is not only the icon of the Lord Jesus Christ, but it is also our icon. He is our first fruit. He was incarnate for us. And he was crucified for us. And he was risen for us. And he ascended for us. And when he sat in the right hand of his Father, he is only one with his Father. He did not leave his Father. But our nature, our human nature, for the first time, entered to the glory. And that is our future. So that's why we are praying toward the east. Because he ascended toward the east. For we are looking to our future. This is our future. Jesus Christ is our future. So we can easily know how can you pray. Every prayer in Lourdes about the Holy Trinity. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Yes, you may know the Lord Jesus Christ, but believe me, you will have a different relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ when you have a relationship with His Father. And you know how precious is the only begotten Son with His Father. And when you know the Lord Jesus Christ, He will make you to know His Father. Because His mission to reveal the glory of His Father. And let us say the last prayer of the Lord Jesus Christ in John 17, He said, I revealed for them your glory. I finished the work. In John chapter 16, 17, sorry. And if you want to serve the Lord, I think you will not find words like this to say it at the end of your life, when your mission finished. I think blessed be the one who can say these words at the last day of his life. He said, I have number 6, 17, 6. John 17, verse number 6. I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. You are one that the Father, it chose you from all the world to reveal to you the knowledge of His Son and His Spirit. I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me because I and you one. And they have kept your word. Now they have known that all things which you have given me are from you. For I have given to them the words which you have given me. And they have received them and have known surely that I came forth from you. And they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. It's very nice to know that the Lord Jesus Christ always praying for you. He is praying for me. He is my intercessor. Yes, you can ask Abuna pray for me. And you can ask the prayer of the saints. And that is an efficient prayer. Yes. But do you believe that the Lord Jesus Christ always praying for you? Because He is the high priest. And He is praying for His Father for you. How powerful is the prayer of the Lord Jesus Christ for us. I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours, and all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father. Keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me, I have kept. And none of them is lost except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. So now you are Jesus Christ. As He is the Son of God, He chose you to be a Son of God. As God sent His Son to save the world, He sent you to save the world. And your mission is to be one with the Lord Jesus Christ, as He one with His Father and with the Holy Spirit. And there is the way to have the relationship with the Holy Trinity, through the Son of God and through the Holy Spirit. Do you believe that from your baptism day, you received the Holy Spirit and you'll be adopted to God the Father? Can you imagine? You cannot call Obama my father, but you can call God my Father. And this is the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. You can. The angels cannot call God the Father, but you have the authority. I gave you the authority. Just the Lord Jesus Christ, when He was risen from the dead, He breathed into the face of His disciple. And He said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. Why? Because without the Holy Spirit, you will be just a dead one. You need the Holy Spirit to be living one. And in your baptism, you receive the Holy Spirit. And every liturgy, you are continuing to have this relationship with the Holy Spirit, with the Son of God, and with the Father. There is no one can reveal for you the Holy Trinity, believe me. But you by yourself, you ask the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and He will reveal Himself for you. And believe me, when that mystery is revealed for you, you will see the life in a different way. You will see the marriage in a different way. You will see the family in a different way. You will see the service in a different way. You will see the liturgy in a different way. You will see the agbaya in a different way. You will see the prayer of the church in a different way. You will see the hymns of the church in a different way. And this is eternal life, to know the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. I think that is enough. If you have any questions or any comments, that's my pleasure. Glory to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. As I said, to know the Lord Jesus Christ, you must know His Father and His Spirit. When you pray to the Lord Jesus Christ, you are praying to the Holy Trinity, because as we said, there is no difference in nature between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And when you pray to the Son, the God will be so pleased, because He wants to honor His Son more than Himself. And the same with the Holy Spirit. All the persons, all the Holy Trinity, all one of them want to give the glory to the others. So they will so pleased if you pray to the Son, to the Father, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Trinity will accept the prayer. But for us, it is very nice to have the relationship with the three persons of the Holy Trinity. Like the church said, in the Thanksgiving prayer, we said, let us give thanks to the beneficent God, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, for He covered us, helped us, guarded us. O Master Lord God, the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord. Now we are speaking with the Father. And sometimes we pray to the Holy Spirit, like the Agbaya in the third hour. O Heavenly King, the Spirit of God, the Comforter. The liturgy of Saint Basil and Saint Cyril, we are praying to the Father. But Saint Gregory, we are praying to the Son. It is very nice to have this relationship with the Holy Trinity. But if you pray to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, they are one God. Don't worry about this, but try to practice the prayer in the Orthodox way to the Holy Trinity. It is very nice. I'm sorry, I can't hear.
I'm asking, is there a certain time where there was only God the Father, like the Son was not there yet?
What is your opinion? Who can answer this question? Can you imagine there is a fire without light or without heat? No? It is very difficult while we are staying this inside the time to speak about things above the time. To speak about God and eternity, that is something very difficult. There is no beginning to God Himself, but if we said that there is a point that the Father started in that point, and that's completely wrong. In that point, was the Son and the Holy Spirit. There is no a single moment that the Father was without the Son. If he without the Son, how can we call him a father? Saint Athanasius said that the wise man, he is wise because he has the wisdom. The Father is the wise, the Son is the wisdom, and the Holy Spirit is the spirit of wisdom. So you cannot ما تقدرش تاخدهم من بعض يعني ما فيش وقت كان فيه الاب من غير الابن من غير الروح القدس.
Jesus was the logos, which is the logic of the Father. The Father could not have been without logic, and the could not have been without the Spirit is also the Spirit could not have been without the Spirit. So logic and spirit are necessary in terms to have God the Father, to be Father, Son, and Spirit. And so
when Jesus told the disciples, when I go, the Holy Spirit will come, and it's just, the Holy Spirit was there from the beginning.
Yes.
The disciples could taste it. It's just, he wanted to tell them, you will really see, it will be really clear that it would work in you, and you will hear the voice, and I think that's what it means. Just a clearer picture.
Yes, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, they were before all the ages. And when the Lord Jesus Christ spoke about the Holy Spirit, he said the only way that the Holy Spirit is filling everywhere, every place, everyone, but to be in you and to be the sanctuary for the Holy Spirit, you must have the new nature. And there is no way to have the new nature except that I accept death and resurrection and receive the new nature for you in mine and take. And then I will take your nature, I'll take your nature to heaven to be glorified. And that is the way to receive the Holy Spirit in you. So he sent the Holy Spirit after his ascension.
So when Christ received the Holy Flesh, when the Son received flesh, was that a birth in a sense? I mean, we can map that moment in time. The Son begotten and out of time.
Yes. Thank you for giving us this opportunity to speak about this. Do you have just 5 minutes? I want to clarify this. Son of God has two births. The divine birth, as we said in the Orthodox Creed, we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son of God the Father, begotten of the Father, before all ages. That is the answer for your question. He came out of his Father before all ages. That is his divine birth. But in the flesh, when he was incarnate from Saint Mary, he took from the flesh of Saint Mary, and by the action of the Holy Spirit in the womb of Saint Mary, he took our nature. And he joined our nature in a deep mystery. That is the mystery of incarnation. So, to simplify it, say that is the divine nature of the Son of God, my body. And he took from Saint Mary, from her flesh, the human nature. And the human nature is two things, the flesh and the spirit. Is that clear? For he, by a deep mystery, and the Father of the Church said, the most clear example to can understand the mystery of incarnation, the divine nature and the human nature of the Lord Jesus Christ, they were united in a mystery like the mystery of the union between my spirit and my flesh. I am two natures in one. My flesh is a nature and my spirit another nature. But they are now united in one person in a deep mystery. You can say that is my flesh and that's my spirit. Is that clear? For the Lord Jesus Christ, that is the human nature, the flesh and the spirit. For he, by his divine nature, as a Son of God, as he one with his Father and with the Holy Spirit before all the ages, he, because he is the one who revealed the Father and the Holy Spirit, that is his action in the Holy Trinity, he took from the womb of Saint Mary a complete, a full human being. A spirit and a flesh. And this spirit completely differ from his Holy Spirit. Is that clear? Is that clear? For he took his human nature composed of two things, the spirit and the flesh. What is the death? What is the definition of the death? Departure of the spirit from the flesh. When he said on the cross, Father, in your hand I commend my... What happened? What happened? But as we said in the last confession, in the liturgy, I believe. His divinity parted not from his humanity for a single moment, nor a twinkling of an eye. So the body on the cross is the body of the Son of God. And that blood who is shedding on the cross, he is the blood of God. Because he by deep mystery united with the divine nature of God through the Son of God. And he, this spirit, his human spirit, descended to Hades. And he took all the saints from the Hades and ascended them to the paradise. And what was the resurrection? But in his death and his resurrection, there is no departure or there is no division between his divine and his human nature. For he took from Saint Mary, by the action of the Holy Spirit, he took our nature completely. And all the Father of the Church said, if the Lord Jesus Christ did not take our nature completely from Saint Mary, how can he save us? Except the personality. All these three persons, they have all of us, we are the four persons here, we have the same human nature. We have the same human nature. But each one of us completely differ from the other. Why? Because everyone has his own personality. But we have the same nature. Is that clear? We have the same nature, but we have different personalities. The Lord Jesus Christ, he took our nature and he gave his person to our nature. And that's they call al-ittihad al-uqnumi, the hypostatical union between our nature and between the nature of God in one person. There is no two persons. That is the difference between our understanding to the mystery of incarnation and between the understanding of the Western church.
Flesh and the human nature from the Virgin Mary.
Yes.
So when the Son of God appeared in the Old Testament, like the man who wrestled with Jacob.
Perfect.
What was his?
Just appearance, not an incarnation. Now, Saint Mary, like Saint Mary, when Saint Mary appeared on Zaytun, or that is not a flesh, that is just appearance. But when Son of God, he appeared many times in the Old Testament, that's not was a flesh, just appearance. But it's not a complete flesh or a normal human being. Just appearance. يقول عليه ظهور لكنه مش تجسد. He took his flesh. So we believe that the Lord Jesus Christ has two persons. The first, his divine one, from the Father before all the ages. In the first moment, from God the Father and with the Holy Spirit. And in the time back from Saint Mary, and we say, like we said in the Orthodox Creed, that is, and we believe that is not his beginning. Like, I will give you an example. Suppose that now we have TV waves in this room for مثلا CNN, and we bring a screen like here, مثلا حطنا screen هنا, and we switch it on the screen, we see CNN appeared على طول. Is that mean that now just when I switched on that screen, this is the moment that CNN started, ولا هي كانت موجودة, was just that is the same Son of God before all ages, but he في الincarnation شفناه بقى, يعني بقى manifested to us. دي اللي بنقولها في القداس. ف forgot the Father in the liturgy of St. Basil. You manifested yourself to us through your only begotten Son. When the Lord Jesus Christ said to Philip, when Philip said to the Lord, "Let show us the Father and that is sufficient for us," he said to him, "Do you believe that I am in my Father? Are you me? I'm stayed long with you and you did not know me till now." Yes, we prayed many liturgies, we read the gospel many times, but till now, do you believe that I am in my Father? Do you know this relationship? That is the mystery. If you don't know this mystery between me and my Father, how can you say to my Father, "Our Father"? So what is your hope? What is your dream? What is your future? I am your future. You must know me because you will be like me. You will be adopted to God the Father. Yes. And that is completely clear, yes, in John 17 and in John 8, when he said, "Before Abraham your father, I exist." And the Lord, when Moses in the burning bush saw the Lord for the first time, he asked the Lord, "What is your name?" He said, "I am that I am." And when the Lord Jesus Christ spoke about himself many times, he said, "I am. I am." In English, it means maybe "I am," but it is in Greek, ego eimi. Ego eimi means I am. I am the light. I am the truth. I am. I am the I am. I am. He used the same word for himself. Thank you for your time. I'm so sorry. And I'm going to tell you confusion. I know it is so difficult. But I think, do you have any comments? I think this is the last time I will be here.